Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Aditula.
Fourth and final hour underway. Paul Gallant in for Reggie. John Lopez. I'll be back in tomorrow with Chris Partee. John, off for a little vacation, little Christmas time, and on top of that, some Norwegian slash Swedish food.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
And it's really interesting stuff they make over there. It's a lot more than IKEA meatballs, that's for dang sure.
IKEA meatballs are good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would imagine there would be a lot of good seafood that you could
have
from Scandinavia.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I have to figure out if I can get a prime rib after the show today.
Good luck.
It's going to be like Jingle All the Way.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, put the prime rib down. anyway, so four Pro Bowlers for the Texans today. Azeez Al-Shaair, maybe the surprise of all the Texans to make it. Also, Derek Stingley. You've got Will Anderson. And on top of that, after Will Anderson, you have Nico Collins. So four Texans Pro Bowlers. That's more than most teams across the league. I'm happy for Azeez Al-Shaair. Danielle Hunter snubbed. He had 12 sacks. Kamari Lassiter, argument to be made, he was snubbed.
He was an alternate.
Kalen Ballock.
Alternate.
Also feels that he was snubbed. Mm-hmm. And there was one guy in particular on the Texans offense, John, that you think was a snub.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz, just ridiculous. And maybe it's because he didn't have the best year and was injured and stuff last year. But yeah, I mean, it is undeniable. And it's not like people don't know who he is. It's undeniable that he's been the best statistically tight end in the AFC. Travis freaking Kelce gets in ahead of him.
Feels like a popularity contest because of Travis Kelce. And maybe because of Brock Bowers, too, because a lot of people playing fantasy football.
Sure. And he deserves it.
For sure.
Kelsey's the one that should have been out.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you on that front. Mm-hmm. Also of note today, the Texans at practice. Woody Marks back on the practice field for the part available to the media. If you have Woody Marks on your fantasy team, maybe that's big news for you.
Yeah.
Not at practice, one, Derek Stingley.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Ariante Ursary. Three, Trent Brown.
Yeah, and it just to make note, we were talking about this a little bit. This time of year, the practice reports a lot of times are going to be about just resting guys.
Especially the early
veteran,
one.
Veteran days, et cetera. But it was a really light practice that it's going on now, actually. Still going on. Kind of shorts and helmets kind of thing.
Right, so, Saturday game.
Yeah, so it's very light practice, and they just came off a game. This is usually their day off on Tuesday, but they're practicing. So I would actually maybe read a little more into it with the guys that aren't there, because it was a walkthrough, and they could have walked through. So maybe they're just really taking extra precaution with him.
Stingley dealing with that oblique issue, mm-hmm. and on top of that with the offensive lineman with no Ariante Ursery, and with no Trent Brown, you really got to wonder what the hell that offensive line would theoretically look like on Sunday. There were a couple of roster moves today that were made, and I don't think any of these are blowing you away, but 6'5", 317-pound defensive tackle Lakai Fotu has been signed to the practice squad, along with a guy named Power Eccles, which is such a great name.
Power, like
power.
How you actually spell it?
P-O-W-E-R. Yeah. Right, yeah. A so rookie cool. rookie linebacker from North Carolina, along with Kayvon Merriweather. We're getting to the point where I'm wondering, is it possible that he's related to Brandon Merriweather from the Patriots from way back in the day? Mm-hmm. They released a couple of players from the practice squad, Damon Arnett, Marcus Harris, Brandon Hill. So that's the Texans news to this point today, but four Pro Bowlers selected. Great story for Azeez Al-Shaair, going from where he was last year, suspended at the end of the regular season, really, I think, character assassinated as well by so many people because of that one hit on Trevor Lawrence. He is a habitual line stepper. There's no denying it in terms of how physical he gets from time to time in the games. I mean, he punched a guy on the sidelines in the Bears game on Sunday Night Football, which was a pretty funny moment. But he is a Pro Bowler, and it does seem like he's going to be back on Sunday for the Texans against a Chargers team that will be a really tough test for the Texans. Mm-hmm. It's a Chargers team that, with Jim Harbaugh, you know they love running the football.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert seems to be less hampered by the broken wrist that he is playing with. It's on his non-throwing hand. And while they don't exactly have receivers that scare you, I do think that it is worth noting that Quinnen Williams, I forget his name, actually. The receiver who is it Johnson? I forget. They had a guy that they drafted once, John, and guess what? He's not that good, but then this past Sunday, he actually looked really good for the Chargers. Their weapons are not the biggest, but they do have some pretty good running backs. They've always had a committed running game, O'Marrion Hampton, and they are also missing their two tackles.
Hampton's going to be an interesting one, too. And just to add a little more clarity, our own Sean Bajani out of practice has some other players that are participating and not participating in the open segment. Azeez Al-Shaair is participating. That's what I'm saying. Like, in a walkthrough, even if you're a little bumped up, you can do that. Nick Chubb, you mentioned Woody Marks, EJ Speed, and Will Anderson. So, you know, Will Anderson has been getting those veteran days, as has Al-Shaair, but they're out there today. So that's why when I'm looking at Stingley, I'm like, okay. Yeah. You know, maybe there's a little more there, or maybe they're just getting treatment right now or whatever. Not participating. You mentioned Trent Brown. There was a report out there, I believe Aaron Wilson said that the Texans, according to his sources anyway, the Texans are going to make it day-to-day, but a little dicey because of the short week.
That's better news than expected, because I've just been waiting for the eventual report that he's got some sort of season-ending injury. The way that it looked on Sunday, it did not look good. Yeah. You know, they were looking at his lower left leg as he was so slow to get up. I want to play a bit of audio from a player who used to play for the hottest team in the National Football League. They're the hottest team in the NFL no more, because the equally Galveston hot Jacksonville Jaguars took down the Galveston hot Denver Broncos on Sunday. I say that because it's tough for me to take either of those two teams seriously, much like it's hard for me to take the Houston Texans seriously as a Super Bowl contender. This is Broncos linebacker Alex Singleton after the game.
We missed a lot of tackles today, making those tackles, stuff like that. Just little tiny things that got us to where, you know, we're a 12-win team. I'm not going to sit here and let you guys shit on our parade. We have two games to go be the number one seed in the AFC.
I'm not going to let you bleep on the bleep here, man.
12-win team, I'm not going to let you bleep on our parade.
Yeah.
I hear that, and there is a part of me, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, and my heart size is growing three sizes.
It's like the Grinch.
Largely due to anxiety about having to probably kill someone to go get a prime rib from HEB or another grocery store. But also, just from getting closer and closer to that day, have we been bleeping on the Texans parade with how we've looked at this game that they won on Sunday? Is it possible that we need to embrace the fact that, much like the Bills struggled with the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, that this team just won its seventh straight game and they're 10-5?
I think most people, including us in this room, have been trying to be fair in terms of they have won six in a row. They have won seven in a row. The defense is this good. But still trying to be fair, because when they played the Cardinals, we're like, hey now, you know, that's what you wanted to see against a lesser opponent. You put up 40. You know, C.J. Stroud had some really good moments. And then they took – I mean, it's not unfair to say they took a step back.
Right.
I mean, clearly. I mean, in what game were you watching offensively if you don't think they took a step back? Now, was it just one of those things? That's to be determined. But they also have the injuries on the offensive line. And that was especially late. That wasn't it like the second to last or last play when Trent Brown was
– Yeah, it was late.
It was hurt. Or maybe not that late, but it was late. So – it's fair. It's not unfair to say this was not what we expected, and they took a step back.
It was possibly a Pyrrhic victory.
Oh, there we go.
I should know the actual historical context of the Pyrrhic victory. I do know what it means, though. It's when you win a game, but you're like, ah, crap.
One of Reggie's favorite words.
Yeah. He uses the big words. I know that. Yeah. It's fun. It's always fun with Reggie. I love that about him. Reggie has a bigger brain than me, and I'm like, oh, damn. I don't know. I don't know what that word is. Someone brought it up at one point when I was filling in for you with him, and I was like, oh, okay, so I'm not alone here. I'm not alone in being confused here. We'll see how they look on Sunday, but I'm wondering if we have been perhaps bleeping on their parade with how down we were after the win on Sunday. It took a long time, and the Raiders, they are a team that had almost no pulse going into that game, but they did play their asses off. I thought Vegas did give it the best effort really they possibly could have on Sunday.
So what do you expect Sunday? I mean, Saturday.
I think because you're going up against a Jim Harbaugh team, a playoff caliber team, I think you will get a playoff kind of atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means for the actual crowd itself at SoFi Stadium. Chargers fans don't draw well at SoFi. Texans fans travel well.
Yeah.
It's L.A. I think people probably thought
Christmas
it was a
break.
Yeah. People didn't think it was going to be this warm probably week for Christmas. I guess we're getting record highs this week.
Yeah, 81 or 82 on Christmas Day here.
But I think it'll be a playoff kind of atmosphere. And if you're the Chargers, the Texans made you their bitch last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they embarrassed you.
Yeah.
They beat you up and down and up and down. And that was a game that the Chargers did look to have in hand until that wonky play where C.J. Stroud dropped the snap, rolled out to his right, threw it to Xavier Hutchinson. So that's, I think, the most intriguing part about this game. The Chargers, who have a hard-nosed mentality under Jim Harbaugh, are going to be out for blood.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get back up after, let's be honest, looking hungover against the Raiders?
Yeah, and so that's where, you know, my attention is going to be on Saturday is clearly on the offensive line and the offense in general. You know, we talk about C.J. Stroud, you know, gaining, you know, looking better against the Cardinals and just frankly just missing a lot. But end of the game, fourth quarter, C.J. Stroud looks like C.J. Stroud again. They get a couple of nice calls, and now they're rolling. So it's going to be just interesting to see how that offense behind that line, if he can continue it, if he has another slow start. If he has another slow start, it could get ugly.
For sure.
Yeah.
And maybe you get a defensive score or something like that to get
things
going.
Need another Derek Stingley pick six?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting to the point where you're going to start asking for a little bit more from the defense.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start to get a little bit demanding. You're the mouse. If you give a mouse a cookie, well, the mouse got real. You got some real brass ones.
Yeah,
the mouse, you just kept on asking for more and more, little bastard. Get out. Get out of my house. I gave you the cookie. Okay.
And a texture does say, to be fair, which I'd forgotten about, except I lost my Survivor pool the first week of the season. The Raiders did beat the Patriots.
They did beat the Patriots.
The first week of the season.
I remember that because I was very excited because since the Texans were playing in the late afternoon window, I was like, oh, I could rush over to McIntyre's and go watch the Patriots game. And then I'm like, oh, my God.
They're losing.
Getting suplexed by Geno Smith. Like, this is brutal. This is a lump of coal in my stocking.
Yeah, but as much as that's the case, I mean, aren't you past that? Like, hey, they beat the you know, they're scrappy. I could see where they – no, man, you should be past that at this point in the season.
Right.
To just be clicking along.
But when you win a bunch of games in a row, I can see how you lose focus. And I see some texters are saying it could have been a lack of focus. Sometimes they play down. So we'll see. Saturday's going to teach us a lot, both from the Texans' ability to stop the run, which is something you've been concerned about, and also their ability to protect C.J. Stroud. And, hey, where's that compete level that wasn't really there this past Sunday? Will it happen Saturday at SoFi?
Yeah.
Up next, it's Pauly G's mixtape. So I've been complaining about how I got to find myself some HEB prime rib after the show, and I might, you know, might turn into like a Black Friday, jingle all the way kind of scenario. Well, maybe I should do something like this Harris County man did to give me and the girlfriend some Christmas cheer on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. What am I talking about? You'll find out in Pauly G's mixtape next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But
pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Except there's no Figgy, y'all mean. It's your boy, Pauly G. What?
Oh, God.
Can I just go ahead and just cut this?
No, I'm in.
I'm just being myself.
This is Pauly.
That is fair.
Yeah, I'm B-Rad from the Boo.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I would do that exact same kind of intro.
It is Pauly G's mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
We got...
And I have deliberately not taken a peek at anything you might have in store today.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. If you've been listening long enough today, I came to the realization in the 12 o'clock hour that, oh, crap, I got to get some of the prime rib I said I was going to cook for the beautiful girlfriend for Christmas Eve and to also eat on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps I should take this route.
Oh, wow.
A Harris County man is facing a theft charge after allegedly stealing more than blank dollars worth of brisket from several grocery stores across Texas. John, can you guess?
So it's like a racket. Like
yes.
This is what he's doing.
Can you guess the monetary value of brisket stolen?
Yeah. Can you give me any close to the number of briskets?
I cannot. All I know is the monetary number. 20 briskets, apparently.
Okay, so 20... times, let's say some are good, some are some are prime, some are not. I'm going to say they average about $180 of brisket. So what's 80 times 20? Go to the trusty phone here.
You're right.
$1,600.
$1,600?
Yeah.
I'm going to say $1,600.
A Harris County man is facing all these charges after stealing more than $1,700 worth of brisket. That was pretty good.
Wow. See, pretty I know good, my John. Brisket. That's why I barbecue. I know my briskets.
This happened at the Walmart in Buda?
Buda.
Buda?
Yeah.
Also, other grocery stores in Manor and...
Manor.
In Manor.
This
okay.
Is, this is Central Texas.
Sorry about
By
that.
By the way, Manor has the best sausage
really?
You'll ever buy.
Manor. Okay.
It's really good. Elgin and Manor have really good sausage.
So this was taken from the HEB, a Walmart, and other grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if this is how the guy ended up getting caught.
How's that?
I love the people who cook and smoked meat.
Mm-hmm.
I love them, especially if they're friends of mine because they're so generous. But yeah. The people who smoke meat, you know what they love to do?
Brag about it.
Yes. That's how he got caught. That has to have been how he got caught.
Well, he had to have been reselling them, right? To have
it could
briskets.
Be that.
Yeah.
It certainly could be that. Was he upcharging them or something like that? But that seems like it would be a really complicated thing to do. You're stealing the meat and then you're selling it. Are you selling it at a discount or something yeah. like that?
And how do you... You don't shoplift a brisket, do you?
I suppose you can.
They're big.
I mean, there's ways to get around
it. Your shirt, like you're fat.
And the fact that the article says that he's a Harris County man, so he drove a long way.
He was smart.
Yeah.
He tried to cover his tracks, but then he probably started talking about, hey, I got all this brisket.
Yeah.
And they guess what? They don't even know I stole it from.
Hey, man, beef prices right now, as you were about to find
yes,
out.
Yes. I'm over under $60 for the prime rib. I think it'll be
over.
Mid-50s.
Yeah,
oh,
I think
damn.
It'll be over.
Well, yeah. F me, I
like,
guess.
You get a prime brisket right now, it's easily $100. For about a, you know, 16 pound brisket. No, man, I think he's probably reselling them.
It happens.
There's a black market for brisket.
As
John's a pepper trader, I bet.
As someone who used to work at a grocery store, I would see this every now and then where it was mm-hmm. clear that people were buying meat probably to resell said meats.
Mm-hmm.
And also I dealt with, as you were talking about, nothing quite like a fat person in a scooter
yeah.
stuffing their shirt with food mm-hmm. and you having to go over and say, no, I can tell you're stealing here. You have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in Sweet Bay grocery store in Florida I worked at for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pauly G's mixtape, No Figgy, Colin Neal's producing for Figgy. I'm Paul sitting in for Reggie. He's John Lopez. The construction of a very popular store made famous by Texas is driving Colorado crazy.
Okay.
A Buc-ee's is being built.
Buc-ee's. I was thinking H-E-B, but I didn't think H-E-B would be going to... Colorado.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, not
they
yet.
Should, though. Yeah, I mean, honestly, Colorado probably is a terrible grocery
Buc-ee's
store
Buc-ee's is expanding.
Selection.
Aren't they in Florida now?
A
couple
yes.
of stores? Yeah.
There's a lot of places like this that are expanding all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think the highways of the United States of America could use more Buc-ee's, especially mm-hmm. for if nothing else, if not for the food, for just the toilets.
Yeah.
But this Buc-ee's between Denver and Colorado Springs is causing resignations... along with actual coups taking place in local politics because it is a really divisive issue about whether or not people want to have the Buc-ee's in their neighborhood.
Well, they clearly have never been to a Buc-ee's.
They haven't. That's what I mean. Like, these people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go to a Buc-ee's for the first time as a rest stop, okay, mm-hmm. I understand if you're living in one of these smaller towns, you maybe think that the Buc-ee's is an eyesore, but
yeah.
I don't know. You probably have worse eyesores in your town
yeah.
than something that's going to bring business into the town. I know trickle down economics are BS to a degree, but no, what are you doing? Buc-ee's is fantastic. It's like you've never been before.
The other thing is, you know, Buc-ee's is not an eyesore. It's kind of you got the big beaver thing, you know, face up there. You've got, you know, very clean and nice. Sounds like a commercial. But, you know, dog area for your dog to take care of business and all that. And then inside, you know, obviously, got your beaver nuggets.
Yeah.
You got the barbecue and all that stuff. I think this is just a classic case of, well, we don't want more because Colorado loves Texans and hates Texans.
For sure.
They love the money that Texans take up there for ski season, and they always make fun of Texans.
cheap prices for tickets on planes up there, for sure. Yeah. I could see why, but I mean, we should be making fun of them, John. I'm going to give you some details of the beef that's taking place.
Okay.
December 16th, Colorado Public Radio reported that the Palmer Lake City Attorney and two of the city's trustees resigned over the proposal to build this Buc-ee's. The three departures over the Buc-ee's follow other departures, including the town's former mayor, a woman named Glant, never heard that name before, Havanar, who resigned in June after it was revealed that she called a resident a cow, another resident unfortunate looking, and labeled others as terrorists all over this fight to create a Buc-ee's. I relate. I every now and then, like, people can act akin to terrorists. You know, you don't mean that they're gonna like pull off a bombing or something like
Which
that.
Which one's worse, calling them terrorists or calling someone a cow?
It depends on who you're talking to.
I'd rather be called a terrorist. I don't want to be called fat ever.
I don't understand why they had to resign. I mean, what is the issue? Like, they just don't want it? And why are they resigning?
There are recalls that were taking place in the town already, and people, I guess, were using this Buc-ee's determination of whether or not they want
the
Buc-ee's.
Of the elections. And
right.
Stuff.
This was leading to all sorts of strife. So Buc-ee's has ruined Palmer Lake, Colorado, with all sorts of resignations that have happened. One person, Tim Caves, who resigned, said it was because of his Christian faith, but it was really about Buc-ee's. In the current climate where misinformation, personal attacks, and division prevail, service is no longer possible. Civility, thoughtful comments, and the ability to see the other side of an issue have taken a backseat to anger and abuse.
Well, he's not wrong.
For sure. So Buc-ee's is causing a civil war of sorts in Colorado.
I've made that drive from Denver to Colorado Springs. You could use a Buc-ee's there.
Yes.
Yeah, you could use a Buc-ee's there.
Yes. I made that drive fairly recently. Mm-hmm. Last summer, I went from Denver to Estes Park. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I didn't go all the way to Colorado Springs, but that's about a 2-hour drive or so. Yeah. Would have loved the Buc-ee's along the way.
Darn right.
Instead, you just got a bunch of, you know, like, what is it, like Pilot J's or whatever the hell that they have up
Pilot,
there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep on going with Paulie G's mixtape with Paul Gallant in for Figgy Fig. We have another awkward interaction between a member of the media and an NBA player. Kawhi Leonard met with Clippers and Los Angeles media after a Clippers loss, and a reporter pointed out to him that a milkshake had spilled behind him. I don't know why things went down the way that they did here, but things got a little bit testy.
Wow. How much did you leave out on the floor?
What do you mean?
Is that the first time you threw up after a game?
What?
It looked like your whole area needed to be...
I was mad at halftime, so I just threw my shake everywhere. So that's what happened.
Where are you mad at?
Man, that's a lie. Come on, man. Next, we'll talk about the game.
Well, I don't know how animated you usually get at halftime, but do you feel like whatever incident with the shake, whatever, is that something you can inspire your teammates?
I'm done for the night. I didn't throw the shake. I just said that.
He was being sarcastic because the reporter was being sarcastic. Yeah. That's everyone's interpretation of what went down there. The reporter had noticed that there was a spilled milkshake by his locker, asked him, was that something that you threw at halftime because you were mad? Kawhi sarcastically agreed. But then he got a follow-up question because somebody didn't understand it was sarcasm.
They thought, yeah, yeah.
And it led to that exchange.
I'm a fun guy.
Obviously. That is really weird. And that, you know what that comes down to? The reporter, I guess, who started it, thought that they were funnier than they really were. 100%. Didn't get that reaction. That would have been better. That would have been a better reaction.
There's nothing quite like being told you think you're funny, clearer than you actually are.
Am I right?
There's also awareness for the situation.
Yes. And if you're not funny, you should know you're not funny.
Oh, you want me to give you a confession? This is like one of the worst moments of my radio career. Mm-hmm. At a previous stop, I had a meeting, and the person who was my boss. He said, "Like, so you're just not funny. You're just not funny."
Said that?
It hurt my feelings so bad. I was like, I was crushed for like a week, but I was like, yeah, it's fine. And my co-host who was in the meeting was like, that was such a bleep thing to say. And I was like, I was like, no, I mean, like, I was so sad. I was like, I was just incredibly impressed. I think I'm someone that it takes a while to get used to, but that killed me. One last thing for Pauly G's mixtape. Remember the beer that they put in Herman Park?
Yes.
That big beer can?
Yeah.
So apparently it was part of an actually pretty cool little endeavor between the Houston Texans and Bud Light,
mm-hmm.
where 1,000 cans of Bud Light were actually put into outer space. There is a video that the Texans posted where whatever device that they launched from Huntsville had an arm with a Houston Texans glove on it.
Okay.
So that when they got actually into the atmosphere or a little bit past the atmosphere, this arm was able, due to some fancy technology, to actually pour a beer into a glass at a very high elevation. So a beer has been poured in space for the, I think, first time ever, thanks to a cooperation between Bud Light, a United Kingdom-based company called Sent Into Space, and the Houston Texans. Watch this video. It's like 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Does the beer go in the glass?
It does.
Is it upside down?
They weren't 100% sure if it happened until it went down because the camera was up on board. So when they found it in a tree, they took it down, and then they checked, and it actually worked. So shout out to them. That must have been very difficult to execute. That's one of the cooler marketing schemes I've ever seen. Space-chilled beers, and I guess they're going to be giving out some space-chilled beers. They won't be cold anymore, probably.
I was going to say, what is the hook here? That? Space-chilled
beers? It's all about that,
Yeah, and that's an expensive marketing ploy.
It really is. It really is. And then they put that can in downtown. Listen, I don't know if it's going to work out at the end of the day, because ultimately, generally those beers, it's a matter of what's your preference between all three of those,
Everybody has it.
Everybody has their own preference. Yeah. Like, I'm a Miller Lite guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a cool little endeavor. 90 below, it would instantly freeze the liquid. That's why they had to have all sorts of special devices.
Yeah.
Somehow it worked out. I don't know how they did it, but
90
man.
Below.
Yeah.
This had to take months.
Planning.
They put a lot of work into this, that's for sure.
They sure did.
They launched it into space, for God's sake. Anyway, that is Pauly G in for Figgy Figs. Mixtape, I'm actually sitting in for Reggie. Colin Neal is in for Figgy Fig. John Lopez to my right. You're in the loop, Sports Radio 6.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
For Reggie with Chris Partee tomorrow, we got John Lopez and Chris Neal is in. Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry, Colin. Colin Neal is in for Big Ten. I knew that was going to happen at some point.
It's okay.
I'm so bad.
I deserve it for not bringing you up in time.
No. I'm terrible.
No, the worst one I've heard is Connor.
Connor. Neal.
Connor.
Do you not like Connor as a name?
I mean, no. I have no ill will towards people like named Connor. No.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you do.
It's just Connor, Colin. Like, how is that even close?
I can see it. Yeah, absolutely, Connor.
It's my biggest fear in life. is to forget somebody's name or not know somebody's name, which is why I have gotten to the point where I generally use my girlfriend as a means to remember people's name if I'm introducing her to people
for the first time. Oh, hey, this is so-and-so.
Yes. Yeah. That's my go-to move. Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is that Sean Bajani thought my name was Will.
I could see that.
No.
Come on. Okay. So we got Will behind the glass.
Yeah. I get called George a lot.
George?
Because of George Lopez.
Oh.
The people just lose, you know, like whatever. They somehow connect it.
Does that make you mad?
Yes.
Yeah, it would make
me
mad, too.
That guy steals jokes.
He does?
All my material is legit.
So we're getting closer and closer to the end of the show. And in case you're tuning in today, nothing big on the Texans front outside of four Pro Bowls. You got Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, Nico Collins, and Azeez Al-Shaair. Practice front today, Derek Stingley was not available at the media open part of practice.
Yeah.
Also, Trent Brown and Ariante Ursary, you're starting right and left tackles respectively. They were not at practice today either, early in the week on a short week, so perhaps both will be good to go. Ursary's dealing with some sort of hand injury. I would assume that Ursary could play through a hand injury, given that I have seen... I just base everything that I know about offensive linemen on... I've seen Wade Smith's hands.
Yes.
Wade Smith's
hands. One finger
hands,
goes this way.
They look like they've been beaten with hammers.
Yeah.
I love Smitty. And his hands, I hope that they do not hurt. It hurts me to look at his hands. So Ursary, maybe we'll be able to go. Trent Brown, I've got no clue.
Trent Brown, the report is that it's day to day. We'll be hearing from, in fact, the guys on the drive are probably going to have it. We'll be hearing from D'Amico Ryans, and you know, he probably is not going to get too specific, but occasionally if a player is out or whatever, doubtful, you know, you get some clarity on that. But the report is that that he's day-to-day and leaning unlikely for Saturday just because of the nature of the injury, but that could easily change.
For sure.
Ursary, I'm with you. I think Ursary is probably going to play. You see the guys with the big mitts, you know, casts and stuff that play all the time, so... to me, and we've talked about this already today, but to me, you know, the Trent Brown injury is hugely significant.
Massive. Their offensive line got so much better with him in there, and we're talking about bottom barrel of the league to middle of the pack. And middle of the pack's good enough.
Yeah.
Maybe not good enough as far as your running attack offensively and as far as C.J. Stroud's consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Mother, you cannot call me in the midst of a show.
What's
up? What are you doing?
First of all,
going to put mom on speaker.
No, God, no. Poor mom. I look down. It says mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not now, mom.
Ma, the meatloaf. Ma, the prime rib. I need some.
Why
right
was
now.
It on? Why did it go silent?
Dude, I don't know. I've turned it on silent on this phone too. And
it just doesn't take?
No, it doesn't. You know, like how you've heard a couple of times my ring's gone off while we've been in studio? I'm technologically stupid.
At least you need to know if someone's at your front door that you don't need.
This is true.
That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. Anyway, what the hell were we talking
offensive
about?
Offensive line, Trent Brown, importance. What could be the iteration be? Probably what we saw the other day with Titus Howard on at right tackle. Jarrett Patterson goes to left guard. Blake Fisher, if Ursary can't go, but I'm guessing Ursary will go at left tackle.
I don't. I'm just going to say no right now. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I don't like that kind of thing. I just hate the lack of depth that this offensive line has, especially considering the amount of resources invested into this offensive line. And I mean, I think Nick Caserio has done a lot of good things for the Houston Texans, but my God, that they're in this position where they are scared of playing Juice Scruggs and Blake Fisher for mm-hmm. as long as they have been this season. It's just inexcusable to me.
Well, it's no longer even a mystery.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Blake Fisher is not going to be on this team next year.
You would think.
Yeah, no, he's not.
You would think, but I mean, yeah. Wouldn't you say the same thing about Juice Scruggs this offseason, too?
Yeah, but Juice at least played some last year. And in the offseason, D'Amico said, you know, indicated, well, he's probably better suited to be a center. And you didn't know about Andrews at the time. So you're thinking, all right, maybe he's going to be, center or whatever. But Blake Fisher wasn't good last year, isn't good this year.
Right.
They're trying him at tight end, you know, as the jumbo package tight end. I just don't see it happening. And it also sort of, because the Texans' defense is so good, it is kind of masking a lot of pretty deep issues.
Right.
You know, that they're winning because the offense has been just good enough here and there. The defense has been awesome. You know, this whole offensive line, Nick Caserio thing, is just a bleep show when you really think about it.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
That they have not been able to figure it out and that everything they have tried has worked as poorly as mm-hmm. as it has. I mean, you could blame it on the coaching and you could blame it on, I guess, other aspects of the offense, but oof, it's rough. The Rockets have a game tonight. Playing the Clippers.
They do have a game tonight.
They're playing the lowly Clippers, a 9:30 game, but it's a Peacock game. We get a little Mike Tirico on the call,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Although it probably won't be Mike Tirico, given that it's the 9:30 game on NBC/Peacock. But the Pelicans beat them. The Kings beat them.
That's the thing.
They have played very poorly against some of the worst teams in the league, and that is exactly what the Los Angeles Clippers are, one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, the confidence level with this team right now offensively is just a crapshoot.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, big win, you know, against the Nuggets. And then all of a sudden you back that up with another loss against, another bad team. And then they lose to the Pelicans before that. I think just offensively what they're doing is just kind of a crapshoot. Like, right. Truly, if it's not Kevin Durant or the ball going through Şengün, there's really no direction in terms of what they're doing offensively in terms of sets and such.
Do you think there will be any direction in the near future? Because that's what's starting to get a little concerning. All right, now we're almost 2 months into the season.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the progress? That's what I'm always looking for. You know, going into this year with the Texans, I was like, okay, by the end of the year, I'll give it some grace. I'll give it some time. Nick Caley, the offensive line, what can they look at? Like, I don't know how you make progress here because it just feels discombobulated all the time.
Well, and it stems from they've tried so many different, not so many, but they've tried different looks at the point guard position.
Mm-hmm.
And starting the ball with Amen Thompson kind of limits him in some places. But at the same time, I feel like Reed Sheppard could be the answer, but then he gets picked on defensively
a lot.
So it's going to be I think it's going to be like this unless they make a trade, they make a trade or a miracle happens and Fred VanVleet comes back.
Right. And I was taking a look at on ESPN, his estimated return is June 1st. So
yeah, he's saying earlier, and I think that's just optimism. He got hurt like in August or maybe early September even.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too quick to return.
While we're on the NBA, did you see this headline from this morning about the NBA, per sources, is looking into new ways to prevent teams from tanking? Yeah, it's over, guys. There's nothing left. What was the draft lottery? The draft lottery is a pretty good deterrent,
mm-hmm.
and yet teams don't give a crap.
No.
It's one of the reasons that anyone who endorses tanking in any form of sports should be put in prison. It is immoral. You laugh.
That's kind
of
harsh.
It is immoral. You are taking advantage of a welfare system in your sport, and along the way, you are railroading people that are spending hard-earned money on attending games and all that, and I get it. It worked out with the Astros and all that stuff, but like, you can't stop tanking anymore. The NBA has...
What are some of the things the options that they're considering?
Some of the things that they are considering are limiting pick protections to top 4 or top 14 and higher, which would eliminate mid-lottery protections. They're not going to allow a team to draft in the top four 2 years in a row, allegedly.
Whoa.
That would be something else.
Yeah.
And locking lottery positions after March 1st. These ideas came from the league and their high-ranking officials, which would dissuade non-playoff teams from sitting their starters for games throughout the year and provide reason to continue to try and win games, particularly down the stretch of a campaign.
So I like the March 1st thing.
Yes, because March basketball and early April basketball is not good. And when you've got the alternative of college basketball at the same time, I mean, the college basketball, March Madness laps the NBA that time.
Well, not only that, but you know, a lot of teams feel as if they still might have a shot before March 1st.
Right, exactly.
Whereas after, like, we're done.
Yeah, Let's just tank. Let's just shut everybody down here. But, I mean, you know, think about Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rockets are playing this game tonight. And you got a game in two nights.
Mm-hmm.
How many Rockets play? Does everybody play in that game?
Sure.
How many Lakers play?
Yeah.
What kind of... this is the thing
about
the Christmas
games. You're
talking
about the management and stuff.
Right. Like, you know, they have a golden opportunity, theoretically, before the NFL decided, you know, we're gonna step on those corners. We're gonna take your Christmas Day games away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Before all that goes down, they had an opportunity, I feel like, to step in and make this a thing. And now you got guys that are probably going to sit on Christmas Day and not even play.
Did you see Ben Simmons' latest news?
I did. I saw you were looking at that. I was like,
sweet.
Is he going to be a guest on Bite Me?
I mean, give me his contact information. Ben Simmons.
Hey, man.
Joining a professional fishing league.
How does that work? League?
Actually, I'm familiar with it. Go figure. But I am familiar. It's different cities. This is an offshore fishing league. I like to fish inshore. So this is like deep sea, for lack of a better way to put it. You know, you offshore teams. It's like a tournament and everything. But he's actually on the professional team as a fisherman.
Oh, that's fun.
Have a better career.
Are there like cannons on the boat? So that, you know, there'd be real competitive fishing. Well, that would add an extra element to it.
Like pirates?
Well, fishing is kind of boring to watch on TV.
He was an all-star.
that's not necessarily saying he won't have a better career as a fisherman. Although with his shooting, maybe he's just going to constantly miss hook sets, you know, constantly miss catching a fish.
I hate one of my pet peeves in this business, and we have to deal with it a lot with listeners and fans when they like kind of go in about, oh, this player, what's he doing? He doesn't work hard enough. I hate that. You don't know how hard the sport is. I'm baffled that he didn't find a way to shoot the ball in any way better. Like I mean, he's taken, like, not made. He's a guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken like 5 threes since high school.
Yeah.
Like, just taken. Like, two of them are buzzer beaters.
Mm-hmm.
I used to just watch the mark. He'd go seasons as a guard without attempting a three.
The thing that...
Like, I don't know, what are you doing in the offseason that you can't get to a Min Thompson's level?
And you know this.
It is just...
Talk to any coach, general manager, as we all have. The last thing they're worried about with a prospect when they're evaluating them is shooting. Because they can teach them shooting. They can teach them that. You can work on shooting.
But it's like, man, like, the dude was one of the best defensive weapons. He was like a Min Thompson. Very long, could guard multiple positions, could pass. He had a real good feel. Right? Like, he's the one that caused Colin Cowherd to say, hey, LeBron, we're good here.
Oh, that's right.
We're good
that's
here.
That's right.
Ben's here.
Yeah.
But, like, what's happening in the offseason?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen Shaq, and you look at Shaq.
Shaq is an example.
Improved. You could tell he was working.
He's working on it.
What is he doing in the offseason that he's not even got to a place to even want to attempt?
Hell, look at Şengün.
Yes.
I mean, you know, like, the coaches and general managers, they don't really worry about the shooting part.
My man said, "Nah, man, I'm out, man. I ain't even
professional fishing,
I'm a
baby.
Guard, man, I ain't even gonna shoot."
But the funny thing is, in the crosstalk brought to you by DNM Auto Leasing, the funny thing is, how many times has he posted videos during the offseason where it looks like he's working on something?
The only day,
right? He's just like, "Hey, this is our scheduled day of the offseason. We're gonna reel everybody back in again. Like, we can actually get better as a player."
I don't understand that.
It's like Gronk with the box jumps. Remember Gronk with the box jumps? They had to do a certain amount during the offseason. He would do them all in one day. And then send the videos out on other days.
I just, that's the wildest thing to me. And it's just, and it's the wildest thing, man.
I think
like, you, you're a guard, man. I'm not going to shoot.
You got to shoot. No, I don't.
he's doing his job. He's guarding.
I mean, he must be doing the Keem stuff during the offseason. No shooting, but just all.
I mean, I think he's shooting his shots with like Kendall Jenner's and those times. I think that man is enjoying life to the fullest. That man has done a whole lot over the course of his life. All right, so we got Ron. Do we have a Clint?
Clint's coming in. I feel like he said you guys were in the crosshairs.
Nice.
I believe something. I kind of
like it.
Something about jalapenos, or something. Jalapeno ranch water. Is that?
Oh yeah, jalapeno ranch water. You ever been to Pinkerton's? Pinkerton's is the jalapeno ranch water, pickled jalapeno ranch water.
I feel like
this stuff's
like
amazing.
I had something about the.
He looks like he's got a disgusted look on his face.
No. I'm here for it.
You're here for it. I've been trying to figure out how to make it.
I'm a ranch water son of a gun. You give me a jalapeno pickle, you give me something like that, and add me a little shake to it, a little twist to it, I'm in, brother. When you said it, I said, hell, I'm thirsty.
Pinkerton's is where they have it, and I know Mike is no longer the bartender there anymore. He was the absolute best, but yeah, you go to Pinkerton's, I mean, you're going to get good food, but on top of that, yeah, they got these like pickled jalapeno ranch waters. They are
unbelievable. I'm a big fan of Pinkerton's. Grant, obviously, he's world champion. It's a great place. Great.
I love the young fellas running the streets, man. Got good hair, knows the bartenders by name.
What's the guy's name?
Mike, man.
We miss Mike.
No longer there.
Mike rules.
He's there no longer. He's no longer there.
Oh, damn, Mike.
Well, you still got Pinkerton's, everybody. And then up next, speaking of Pinkerton's and fine meats, yeah, I've got to go fight some people to go get some prime rib to cook for the girlfriend for Christmas.
You doing prime rib too?
Gotta do prime rib.
Yeah, I'm doing prime rib.
Did you take my advice?
I got a few things. What was
to go to B&W or RC Ranch?
My in-laws got me a gift, so it's a butcher like there.
Oh, nice.
So you're good. Yeah.
So you're good.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.